Hey, what's up? You're listening to Just Press Start. Zesserox with you with a special guest today. I'm talking with Justin Korthoff of Robot Entertainment. And we're going to be talking about Robot Entertainment's new ones, answering some questions, and doing the thing that we do best here at Just Press Start. So, Justin, why don't you say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
How's things been since we last talked to you?
Good. Busy. Very busy. It's been, we've got Orcs out there now. We've got Hero Academy just launched. We're prepping two other games. I'm on my toes.
Whoa. Prepping two other games?
Yeah, we're working on two other games right now. Not announced.
Oh, I can't get it out of you, can I?
No.
Why? Why do you dangle the carrot like that, dude?
Hey, that's my job. My job is to keep you interested.
You dangle the carrot? Yeah, we're working on two other games. Oh, what are you working on? I can't tell you. But we are working on them. Are they...
Yeah, basically.
I will ask this. Are they, Robot Entertainment standalone IPs, or are you working
yeah,
for something
else? Everything we do is original IP.
Oh, so it's...
Everything we're working on and focused on is our own original creations.
Wow. So you have two things in the pipeline that are coming out.
Yeah. On top of the two we've already got out there.
Wow.
So, we're busy. It's been a busy few years with Robot getting started, and hopefully we're going to have another few busy years here ahead of us.
Wow. And here I thought, you guys were going to take a breather. So I'm going to try to ask as much as I can. Will we be able to see those two games at PAX East?
More information coming soon.
Okay.
follow Robot Entertainment on Twitter. It's just Robot Ent, E-N-T. And we will have much more information about that kind of stuff soon.
There you go. So, wow. Look at that. I didn't even know I was going to get something like that. That's that's very cool, actually. Being that I mentioned that you have the original IPs, you do have the three games that you guys worked on before you started doing your own stuff. And it's kind of funny. I just got this one off Twitter. I might as well do it since we're talking about other games and whatnot.
Sure.
But a friend of mine actually wanted me to beg for a new Halo Wars. So is it possible?
If it is, it's not up to us. I don't know. I really like Halo Wars 2, as do many of our developers here. It's a good game, and I think, we have a really big fan base for the game that would agree. However, it is entirely out of our hands. Microsoft owns the Halo franchise, not us, so they determine what games get made and by whom and when. The last comment they made on the Halo Wars site back before they kind of rolled it into their core forums was that there were currently no plans for a Halo Wars sequel. That was maybe a year ago, maybe even a little more than a year ago. And as far as I know, there's been no news since, but that is entirely a question for the 343 group up at Microsoft. The person you want to bug about that, she's going to hate me for this, but the person you want to bug about this.
Hold on. Let me get a pen or paper. Man, you can't drop something like this on me and not have me ready.
It's easy. It's just go on Twitter and find BS Angel. She is the community manager up there at 343. She's a very, very cool person. And if you want more Halo Wars, she's the person to let know. Or just go to their forums.
Cool. Man, I got to write that down. I wasn't even expecting to get something that good. And for, Wolvie75, who came out with that question, there you go, sir. Go there. It was funny because he tweeted that to me, and he was like, it's kind of a pipe dream. And I was a little shocked because, I never really got my hands on Halo Wars personally, but a lot of my friends that were playing it, they were like, I don't know, man, it's not that cool. And he's like, it's really cool. So I disagree with my friends that say it's not that cool, but then again, they're the ones that play Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Hey, everybody's got different tastes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Also, on the forums the other day, on your forums, actually, mm-hmm. I kind of tried to diffuse the situation a little bit. But somebody was going crazy about Age of Empires Online.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
And blaming you guys for that. Now, I want to make sure that my information is correct on this. You guys were only contracted to do the core part of the game, and then after that, it was completely out of your hands.
I mean, yeah, our what we built for Age Online was the core game, the gameplay mechanics, the basic structure of the game, the art style. We basically built the starter game and the first two civs. From there, we helped with a rollover to Gas Powered Games. We helped get those guys trained up on our design stuff and all that stuff, so that they could follow through with whatever else, whatever other work that Microsoft wanted to do with the game. They're doing all the, basically all the stuff now, all the support and all the additional content. So we are not currently involved with Age Online. They've got a great team over there and a great community team helping with that. And so I think we kind of, I mean, we haven't been helping on the community side of it for almost a year and a half now. And then in terms of just development, it's been almost a year, I think, since we've been completely out of it.
Yeah, it's just funny because you see that stuff on forums, and somebody mentioned it at me as well because I mentioned that I was going to be talking to you, and they're like, yeah, ask why Age of Empires Online is not good anymore. And I was like, Because they're not on it anymore.
Like, that's a loaded question. Like, that question assumes a premise that the game is not good. And there are, I don't know what the numbers are, but there are thousands of people playing that game who think it's good. And so, like, to me, asking that kind of question is, it's, you're not really a question. You're just mad.
You're trolling.
And yeah, you're not. You can't get an answer to that question because it's not a real question. It's really you saying, I don't like your game, and putting a question mark at the end of it, right? I mean, if you want to have a conversation about it, then that's great. But to when people put presumptuous questions out there, you know, like, I refuse the premise. There are clearly people who like this game, and it speaks to a certain audience, and they're enjoying it. And that's not something you can really deny. And that is what it is.
I like it. I play it. I think it's a good game. I think it's kind of cool, and it's free to play, so what's wrong with that?
Well, that's the other... Yeah, I haven't played in a long time. I played a lot when it first came out, and obviously when we were in development on it, but, you know, I enjoy the game, you know, and I've played all kinds of old RTSs. Command and Conquer, I was a hardcore CNC guy back in the day. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody has tastes. They're all different. If you don't like something, that's allowed. People don't like certain games. There's games I don't like, but to you know, I don't know. I always feel it's unfair when you hear a question like that, because it's just... It doesn't help the dialogue any, right? It doesn't help any game get better to be that way.
No, it's not.
Anyway.
Ooh, actually, I just got another question from Wolverine. All right. Since he's still, you know, popping at questions at me. He was asking if I was going to, or he's asking, is this going to be a post-mortem for Orcs Must Die? And I'm going to reply to him that it's not. But
no, not really.
What is going on with Orcs Must Die? Are we going to be seeing more content in the future, or are we keeping mum on that as well?
Right now we are essentially done. We've got a patch going out on Steam today to fix two bugs with a couple of traps, the decoy trap and the auto ballistas. There were some bugs with those when they were upgraded, that we're fixing today. We're going to continue doing as much support as we can in terms of, you know, helping people track down issues where they can't launch the game or there's bugs or whatever. And if we do find any major showstopper bugs, we'll obviously try to address those as well as we can. However, in terms of generating new content for the game, we're not currently working on that.
Any thoughts on any ideas if you're going to do more of it in the future?
I mean, right now, if we were, I couldn't say, you know.
Okay.
I mean, that's how it always goes. Until a game is announced, you can't really announce it. So, but, you know, it's certainly a universe we love and really enjoy playing in. We did the comic, we did the game itself. We've had a lot of fun exploring this universe. So it's definitely not one of those like, ugh, let's get rid of that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't believe I'm going to admit this out loud. It's on my pile of shame right now. I haven't beaten it yet. I'm in the third act on War Mage. Please don't.
Well, you're doing
me.
Good. No, the third act is where it gets real hard. So I'm not. I don't blame you for not quite finishing it yet.
Did I beat the first level in the third act? Yeah, I did. I beat the first level. I'm on the second level, and I'm looking at it going, how?
which level is it? Do you remember the name offhand?
It's not Rebirth. It's the one right after it.
I can never remember the order of the levels, but if you do need help, check out our forums. There's a sticky thread in our forums. Some guys did some really amazing video walkthroughs of levels.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody out there ever needs help with an Orcs Must Die level, there's video walkthroughs for both Nightmare and War Mage level, difficulty level, for getting 5 skulls on all the levels. And they're exceptional walkthroughs. We've got a great community of guys in there that are maxing out our score system and our combo system. They managed to get 12x combos now, which is the highest you can get. We had some guys about a week ago finally crack a million score on one of the levels. So there's some really great tips over there if you're looking for some pro moves in that game.
That's a little scary, a million score.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's huge. I can't believe it.
Here, I thought my scores were good.
I know. My scores were really good for the first few weeks, and then I was kicked off the leaderboards unceremoniously by some of our community. So,
we got rid of you.
Basically.
That's the only thing I can say is that in most of the levels, I think like all the first act and half of the second act, I think I bested all my friends. So I'm
good.
Happy with that. But no, yeah. the last level in the second act, I couldn't beat it for the longest time. And then I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I keep trying to let the traps kill everything. I should kill some stuff, you know? And it was like, oh, look, I have items and weapons to use. It's, it's actually really funny. So, all right. On to the game at hand. I wanted to take care of all the stuff in the past. Let's take on the game at hand. You just released Hero Academy.
The game at hand. That's pun intended, or?
Yes, actually it is. So it was recently released for the iOS.
Yes.
So if you have an iPhone, 3GS or better, if I'm not mistaken, an iPad and an iPod Touch, which I'm not sure which generation you need of that.
Third or better, though there was an early third gen iPod that's an 8 gig that had some slightly less powerful stuff in it. And if you have that one, you'll get the little message from Apple saying it won't run the game. But most third gen iPod Touches and beyond will do good with it.
Cool. So tell us about Hero Academy. Give us a little information.
Sure. Hero Academy is an asynchronous strategy game set. There's not a story per se, but the setting is essentially this academy where teams of would-be heroes compete against one another in little friendly war games, if you will. The game is free on iOS, as you mentioned. You can download it, and you get the council team automatically, which is essentially the humans. And each team has a variety of units that they can use in different ways. Each one has their own game mechanics. And the goal is you go into a match, and there's a crystal or multiple crystals on the level on your opponent's side, and you have to destroy their crystals before they destroy yours. It's pretty simple in its idea, but it's a lot of fun to play, and there's a lot of strategy involved in terms of how you use your units in this very small space. And then beyond just the council, we do have additional teams that will be coming. There's one available at launch, the Dark Elves, which is a totally unique team that's unique art, unique animations. They have their own set of special spells and game mechanics that they play very differently from the council themselves. But we've spent a lot of work balancing them, so there's not a buy this to win kind of a thing. Then beyond that, we've got some really cool completely cosmetic upgrades you can buy, things like avatars and team colors and stuff like that. But so far it's been a really fun launch for us. We've had a ton of people playing, and you can play against any users. Actually, if you are a member at the Robot website, you already have an account. You don't even know it. We've connected it so that your website account and your Hero Academy account are the same. So you can use it in either place to get support or to go talk strategies or to actually go play the game. And it's also tied into Twitter, so you can invite your friends, and tied into Facebook, so you can actually see your Facebook friends that are playing the game and start matches with them as well.
Yeah, it is a cool little title. I've had like 10 or 11 games, you know, played so far. I think I got 5 going right now, actually. How many do you have going right now? Let everyone know.
Right now I have 63 games going.
Yeah, 63. Can you even start any more games or no?
I can't. When people want to rematch me, they have to do it because I literally can't. What it is you can start up to 20 games. Once you have 20 games, you can't start anymore. I'm trying to remember, there was another cap in there. But yeah, once you have 20, you can't start anymore, but people can invite you to games. So I posted my name publicly and along with several of the other developers on the forums. So we're just getting a lot of invites from people asking, you know, wanting to play with the devs. And so I pretty much accept anybody. And then people I'm already playing do rematches. And so we just end up with 63 games.
Nice. And he really will accept anybody. He did play me and totally wiped the floor with me. I'm not going to lie. That, and you started taunting me at the end of the game, which I thought was a little, you know, upsetting. Every move you'd taunt, which is hilarious and whatnot. Here's my criticism though, and I want to see
it?
I want to see if you guys, you know, why you decided to do this.
Sure.
You look through the avatars and things like that. I understand charging for the teams. That's completely understandable.
Sure.
But you know, why do you charge for a certain number of taunts, and once those taunts are used up, you have to buy them again. Why take that route with the non, you know, the cosmetic stuff?
Well, I think the thing that's important to remember is that the game itself is free, right? Yes. The core game is free. There's no caps. We don't say like you can play to this level and then you have to pay us to play more. There's literally no gates or caps at all for you. It is a free game. That said, we do want to sell some stuff. But we didn't want to be one of these games that makes you buy turns or buy plays or something like that. So we had a big focus on the things that were purchasable are purely cosmetic, with the exception of the teams. And that's sort of where all those ended up is there are things you can purchase if you want to sort of customize your appearance a little bit. Like more avatar you, and it's worth noting too, that each team, when you buy it, comes with a basic pack of avatars. So you do get avatars for free when you buy the team, that you can switch to. If you want to customize beyond those, then you can buy those other cosmetic things like the team color palette, the, broader range of avatars, and then the taunts themselves. But you know, it's really important to us that none of those things are in any way required to play the game. They're purely, optional items. And then the teams themselves that you do buy bring a lot to the table. They bring, like I said, new art, new animation, new mechanics entirely. They bring avatars with them. So you're really, they're, in terms of scale, they're kind of like little expansion packs for the game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that stuff all, and to us, this feels like something that we would like in a game, you know, in terms of, like I said, the stuff you can buy is purely cosmetic. I mean, even the team really is purely optional. You don't have to have that team to be competitive. The teams are well balanced, and I hold my own against the Dark Elves frequently using the free council team. It's just a matter of if you want more options for game mechanics and more you know, moves and strategies that you can try out, then you go with picking up a new team.
Well, it maybe I'm overreacting a little bit, and please let me know if I am, but my big issue is I was looking through the avatars, all right, mm-hmm. and you have the avatar elite packs, and I forget how much they are, and then you only see one picture, and like I sat there and I thought, oh my god, if I buy this, I'm only going to get the one avatar picture.
It is. The elite one is the one avatar.
Ah,
yeah.
See,
I mean, what you see there is what you get for that pack. The elite one is the one avatar, but it's also, you know, it's kind of, for us, it's one of those things of you know, maybe most people are not ever going to buy it, but it is the Wraith. It's the fully armored up Wraith. So it's the really cool picture. It's the one that's like, yes, I'm a hardcore super fan. And, you know, that's just where that is. And like I said, it's by no means required to play the game. But we know there are people out there who will want to support the devs and whatnot, and just even just to have that and show it. And so, you know, like I said, we think those packs are all pretty well balanced and like I said, entirely optional.
Well, it's funny I mentioned it as a criticism when, you know, I bought an avatar pack. I don't use the avatars yet, but I bought it because I do want to support you guys and whatnot. It's just I'm trying to look at it from a different person's angle. And I hope you didn't take it the wrong way thinking that, oh, my God, the game is evil. I absolutely love it. And I actually highly recommend it to anybody because it is free. You can play with the council. And the best thing that I thought about it is that the stuff you buy with money, other than the Dark Elf team, has no bearing on the game itself. And that's actually one of the things I tip my hat off for you guys in the review, because it's not like, oh, I'm going to buy this, I win. And I like that.
And that's exactly the point for us. Like, I mean, you're right to be wary of it, right? You're right to look at it and go, okay, what am I looking at here? And be questioning of it, because we do that. We get into games and we're like, okay, do I have to buy virtual currency? What do I have to do here? And what do I have to do to progress? And what can I buy? But there's no, this model that we've got in here, we think is a fair one. You're not buying cheats. You're not buying, you know, you're not paying to make your opponent skip a turn, or you're not doing anything like that that is affecting your gameplay. They're purely cosmetic, and the game is completely playable right out of the box in the free version, and you don't even need to ever spend a cent if you don't want to.
Yeah, which is good, and I love that about the game. So
and more importantly, no one's going to pay to beat you. You know, you're not going to get pushed aside or turn skipped or overpowered because someone bought something.
So I got to ask, what's your favorite team?
God, it depends on the day. I've got 63 games going, so it's like there's games where I'm like, oh, I really, you know, the Dark Elves, I'm doing great with them today. For a long time, I was favoring the Dark Elves a lot, but lately I've been going back to the Council and playing the Council more, or at least, you know, enjoying playing them a little more right now. But I always do random. When you have more than one team, there's a randomizer when you start the game, and you can pick which team you want to play as, or you can just say pick for me, and I always do random now, just because, you know, I like both teams, and it's just like, okay, well, let's see what they give me, and I'll make do with that and figure out my strategies accordingly, because it's different, you know. The way you play with the council versus the dark elves or versus another council team is different. The way you play with the dark elves versus the council team or versus another dark elf team is different. So I like to mix it up as much as I can and keep things fresh.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to play it in general because I keep losing. All my games that I have going right now, I'm just getting my butt kicked, and basically all of them. I have one guy that I play. It's kind of funny. He's actually from another website we're friends with, XBLA fans. He and I, our games end really close, but he's
Who are you
always
playing
winning.
against? Kane?
No, Amesai.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm saying it
I
right.
mean, the best way, if you really want to learn, go to our forums and find the thread in the Hero Academy section that has the list of developer names and play against the devs, because we've all been playing for like months. So I still maintain that the best way to learn this game is by getting your butt kicked by someone who's really good at it. I mean, that's how I learned, was playing against our QA guy, who thoroughly demolishes me every time we play. But every time I play him, I learn cool new strategies and tactics because he uses his uber elite skills on me, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome, I gotta remember to do that. And so anyway, and then that's a really good way, is to play against the people who are really good at it. And if you lose, you lose. Think it, you know, it's a loss, whatever, but it's also a learning experience, and hopefully you learn some new tactics in that game. And then in addition to that, we are actually going to be putting an update into the game soon, very soon, with a more robust training section. So right now on the main menu, there's a training area, and it's got a little kind of a six slider walkthrough of the basics, but we're gonna have that in there. But we're also adding the full game guide that explains like different ways to use each of the units and how to do everything. And then we're even adding a video in there from our QA guy about some advanced strategies and tactics you can use in the game.
God, I could use that.
It's coming very soon. We'll have an update coming out very soon that's going to have all that stuff in there, and you don't even have to leave the app. You can get some really great training right in the app.
Because, man, some of the stuff that happens to me, it's just like, ah, like I could tell you right now, if you're a council player, you're gonna love the archer, because
Yes.
she's just a demon at range.
She's awesome.
And when you have everyone trying to clump together to protect from the archer, you're going to love the wizard because he just takes out whole hordes of people.
Well, and that's what you want to do, right? You want to split people's attention. At least for me, you do. You want to bring an archer in one side to threaten them, and then bring the wizard in the other way, so that once they're all threatened and bunched up, he can just hit. Because the wizard has chain lightning. If you guys haven't played, that's what I'm talking about. The wizard has chain lightning. So he hits one target, and if there are more targets adjacent to him, the crystal or enemy units, it'll randomly jump to two more targets. So you can hit three targets at a time with him. So if they cluster together, they're just ripe for the picking. And if they cluster around the crystal, you're even better, because you can go through two units to get to the crystal and still hit it. So it's very effective.
It gets crazy. It really does. And
It's a
then
lot of fun.
the thing I always forget, and it's amusing, is I'll KO somebody, and then it'll be like, yeah, it'll be fine. They won't be able to get up. And next thing I know, they're getting up and then owning me. So stomping ends up being something very important to do.
Yeah, extremely important. It's a gamble whether or not you want to leave a body on the field.
It is. It really is. So, what else can we look forward to in the future from Hero Academy?
Well,
Obviously, more teams, but
yeah, we're continuing to kind of look into things. We've got a lot of sort of internal investigations going on right now, and a lot of stuff that people are asking about. We're looking into iPad support. We're looking into Droid. We're looking into all sorts of things. We're looking at some of our options with regard to auto expiring on matches, because right now they don't. But we're going to get that stuff sort of sorted out, so that if you start a game with someone and they don't play for X amount of time, it'll automatically resign them. So some of that stuff's coming, and then obviously we've got some new teams coming along very, very soon.
cool. What do you mean by iPad support?
That's the thing. We're looking into it. I don't know if we're going to do, you know, a universal app or what we're going to do, but you know, right now you can play on the iPad at 2X, but we're seeing if there's a way that we can make the experience better for iPad players.
Oh, see, I was going to ask, do you play on iPad and is it bigger? So you can, well, you know, you can see it better.
Yeah. A lot of apps do that. A lot of apps do the HD thing or whatever. So like I said, we're kind of exploring what our options are right now and whatnot.
I don't even think it needs to be in HD. I think just being bigger would be much better. So anybody out there listening wants to get me an iPad, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, so that I can look at the whole battlefield and be like, oh, that's how it worked. No, I'm kidding. I do fine on my iPhone. I really do. It's just me trying to get an iPad. I'm horrible.
Yeah. But.
So more and you stole my other question. I was going to ask you guys thinking about Android going on to the Android.
We're looking at it, obviously, you know, no announcements right now, but it's certainly something that people are asking us about and we're paying attention to those questions.
You know, it'd be even cooler. And I know this is one of those things. And I know you didn't say that you were doing Android, but being able to play between iPhone and Android
cross platform. Yeah. I mean, that's right. That's the Holy Grail. If you're going to do it, that would be obviously the best solution, but being that I'm not a programmer, I can't really speak to the limitations there. So,
yeah. And then the other question that came up too is, are you going to make it a Facebook app so people can actually play in Facebook?
Right now we don't have that on the schedule, but I mean, if enough people ask, it's certainly something. I mean, we listen, right? We listen to what our players are saying. And if a lot of people are asking for that, it's certainly something we'll explore more deeply. Right now it's not in the plan, but I can't say that it never will be.
Nice. Nice. Cause that, well, three people have asked me if you want to write down a tally.
All right. Three. I'm going to make those hash marks on my paper.
I don't know how you guys keep track of that stuff, but three people have actually, they came to me going, oh my God, that game is really cool. Are they going to put it as a Facebook app? And then you could play on Facebook and on your iPhone. Like, I guess what is it? Words with Friends is like that. And, like Bejeweled Blitz and stuff, but you know, that came up too, just so you know.
Yeah.
So you guys got a lot going on. A lot going on.
We do.
On. Two unannounced games, unannounced teams for Hero Academy. Is there anything else you guys are doing that you want to let us know about?
Oh gosh, probably.
Are you forgetting anything?
We might be. No, that's the big thing right now. You know, and it's worth, I would note that, you know, I talked earlier a little bit about the unified account, you know, a Hero Academy account works on the website and vice versa. That kind of stuff is really important for me personally because it gives us a lot of opportunity to reward our community. For example, when Hero Academy did come out, if you were a newsletter subscriber for us, we actually sent codes to all of our newsletter subscribers to download the Dark Elf team absolutely free. So if you're out there and you like our games, I can definitely tell you it's worth signing up to both the website and the newsletter and getting in on some of that action because we do occasionally do little promotions like that where we give you stuff.
Yeah, I know. Kicking myself in the butt for not being on the newsletter. I was signed up on the website, got my Orcs Must Die account all linked in, and here I am. And I read,
that's good.
I read that, and I'm like, but I don't get the news. Aww. So my own fault. My own fault. So yeah, a lot of big stuff coming from Robot, and you know what? You can keep it here for Just Press Start for all the latest from them, and keep your eyes on their website, robotentertainment.com. Keep your eyes on Justin Korthloff here on Twitter at 6OK, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, it's all spelled out, SIXOKAY.
And then also Robot Ent. So yeah, a lot of great things. Hey, Justin, thanks for being on the show again.
Thank you for having me on.